Although the Torah does discuss Yamim Tovim several times over the course of Chumash Mos, briefly. Obviously a lot of discussion about Pesach in particular, at length in Parshas Bo, in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Discussions of the Moedim as a whole, you have a couple of brief references to the set of Moedim over the course of Chumash Mos, but the major Parshios HaMoedim are three. One in Vayikra, one in Bamidbar, and one in Devarim. You have what we often use as the laning for the first days of Yom Tishar or Kesev in Parshas Hamor, and then that's the Parshas HaMoedim of Chumash Vayikra. Parshas HaMoedim of Chumash Bamidbar, of course, is Pinchas, is a Musafin, which is the maftir of every Yom Tov, and then Aser to Aser Kol HaBachor, what's often the laning for the latter days of Yom Tov, in Parshas Re'eh, that's the Parshas HaMoedim of Chumash Dvar. So here, in Maseches Beitza, Daf Tezvav, beginning the second parak, and here, in the sixth parak of Pesachim, Samaches and Beis, the Gemara presents a stira between the Parshas HaMoedim in Bamidbar and the Parshas HaMoedim in Devarim. What's the stira? Atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, or Atzeres tiya lachem. Here you have a copy of the new print of the Gemara. You conveniently have the Torah or Hashalem on the side. Number one versus number two. Number one in Parshas Re'eh, Devarim Tezayin. Sheish Yavim Tavchal Matzos, Yom Hashi Atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, lo sasek melacha. The Yom Tif of Pesach, the Pesukim tell us in Parshas Re'eh, is an Atzeres for or towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzeres l'Hashem. Psukim in Pinchas, in Chumash Bamidbar, Yom HaShmini Atzeres Tia Lachem. So the Tanaim were bothered by what appears to be a stira, is the Yom Tov, is the Atzeres directed for or towards Ribon Shalom, or for and towards us? And no Tana seems to have thought that the answer is Pesach versus Shemini Atzeres. No one said, well, Pesach is described as Atzeres Lashem, Shemini Atzeres is Atzeres Lachem. No one seems to find that answer very appealing. So the Tanaim were bothered, take a look. Desanya, here we are smack in the middle of Samaches and Beis, at the little letter Hey. Desanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Engoladim Yomtev Ochel, Veshoso Yoshev Veshoneh. Rabbi Lezer said, you have two options. You can eat and drink, or you can sit and learn. You can either have a ruchni simchas yontif or a gashmi simchas yontif. If Yeshua says no, chal keyu, divide the day. Chetzu l'achil ashtia, chetzu l'beis hametz. Half the day you'll invest in physical eating and drinking. Half the day you'll invest spiritually in the Beis Medrash. Where are these two? So the Rabbi Lezer says there are two options. Either you can choose one extreme or you can choose the other extreme. Rabbi Yeshua says no. There is one option and it is in the middle. You're going to have half and half. Where did this come from? They seem like such diametrically opposed ways of going about Yom Tov. Rabbi Lezer says choose one extreme or the other. Rabbi Yeshua says blend it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, ironically, these two radically different ways of looking at it come from the same marker. Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikrach Adarshim. Ironically, they both come from the same pasuk, or really the same pair of pasukim. Kasav Echad Omer, here we go, the stira. One pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, the Parsha Modos of Chumash Dvarim, Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. Chasav Echad Omer, the other pasuk in Pinchas, the Parsha Modim of Bamidbar, Atzeres Tia Lachem. So how do you resolve that stira? Which one is it? Is the Yom Tov Lashem or the Yom Tov Lachem? So Rabbi Lazar says, O Kul Lashem, O Kul Lachem. Either or. How you resolve it doesn't seem to be a way the Tanaim seem to be assuming to do them both simultaneously.
you're not going to simultaneously be washing down your sous vide beef with a fine Merlot while you're also handling in a Ixais Nesivis. A or B. So Rabbi Lezer said, if the two opposing pictures the Torah paints, so it must be the way to resolve that stira is the Torah disjunctively. Or, either or. The Torah must be saying, I have two options. I can take the Chumash by Midbar option, I can take the Chumash Devarim option. Take the Chumash by Midbar option of Lachem, or I can take the Chumash Devarim option of Lashem. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. It's disjunctive. Either or. O Kul Lashem, O Kul Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Chel Kehu. You meant the resolution to such a stira is, if you're not going to do them simultaneously, do them half of this and half of that. Chetzer Lashem, the Chetzer Lachem. Half this and half that. So Rabbi Lazar says either or, and Yeshua says yes and. Rabbi Lazar says, Okul, Okul Lashem, Okul Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Chetzer Lashem and Chetzer Lachem. That's what we saw before. Rabbi Lazar says, you get to choose either all Ruchnias or all Gashmas. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're going to have some of both. Just to explain a little, just to build it out a little bit, before we move on to see how the Gemara tweaks and exceptions and very, very important details, just to understand the basic picture. Rabbi Eliezer still agrees that you cannot fast on the Yom Tov. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer would say that either if you're going to go Kul Hashem, and Rabbi Lezer also agrees that you don't have the option of totally being without the learning and not learning at all over the course of Yom Tov. But Rabbi Lezer is saying, Chayav Adonai B'Lashon Rabo, that if you're going to go Kul Hashem, you're not going to fast, you'll have the same tuna fish sandwich you would have some other day. You'll eat basic, but you won't add anything to your eating over and above a typical day. And all of the addition is going to be in the realm of the Ruchni, the realm of the Beis HaMedrash. Or you'll show up to the Beis HaMedrash as much as you would on a typical weekday, and all of the additional on the Yom Tov day is going to be Ochel V'Shosa. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're meant to add to both. Spend some of your day adding to the eating and drinking over and above a typical day, and spend some of your day adding to the learning over and above an additional day. Another point to appreciate is that Ramban is in his Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I believe it's in Shorash Aleph, Hasagas in Shorash Aleph. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, a major focus of the Sefer HaMitzvahs
is of the Rambam is to attack the Bahag, whom the Rambam saw as being, and Rambam believed was being the Bahag was being incredibly haphazard and unmethodical. The Rambam felt like the Bahag was just sort of shooting from the hip. And the Ramban, one of Ramban's major objectives in his Hasagas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, is to defend the cover of the Bahag. You can read the Bahag, you can disagree with the Bahag, but don't just dismiss him as being a Bahag. Knew what he was talking about. He was a wise Talmud. So in Sharash Aleph, the Rambam said the first rule of Kanti Mitzvahs is that both Dim D'Oraisa and Dim D'Rabbanan are binding, but if the Gemara says there are Tayrag Mitzvahs Nemar L'Moshe V'Sinai, so obviously the Tayrag, not every din is a mitzvah. Obviously the mitzvahs are specifically Dim D'Oraisa. That's Sharash Aleph. The Dim D'Rabbanan don't count, don't make it to a list of Tayrag Mitzvahs. So the Rambam attacks the Bahag for counting all these different Dim D'Rabbanan. He counts Chanukah, he counts Til Sedayim, he counts Hallel. Rambam says, this is absurd. How do you count Dim D'Rabbanan? The Gemara is so clear that it's D'Oraisa. The Ramban responds. Part of his response is, he says, I agree that Chanukah is Rabbanan. We'll have to figure out what prompted the Bahag to count the Rabbanan Chanukah. He says, but I'm not sure that everything that the Rambam listed is Rabbanan. He said, who told the Rambam that Hallel is Rabbanan? Ramban says, I think the Bahag thinks that Hallel is D'Oraisa. Hallel is D'Oraisa. Where is Hallel? D'Oraisa, Hallel and Yom Tov. Ramban seems to say, well, Hallel and Yom Tov is an element of Simchas Yom Tov. He says, that's part of the Lashem.
the simcha lachem is a gashmis tikka simcha of ochel v'shosa, the beef and the cabernet. The ruchnius simcha, the simcha lachem, is singing, learning, and singing. The halachic kumzitz. Halachic man kumzitzes with halal. That's what halal is supposed to be. So the learning and the singing and the davening is all of which may be taking place in the Beis HaMedrash. That's all part of the Ruchin's Dikas Simcha, which Rabbi Elazar said is one of your two options. Rabbi Yeshua said everyone's going to spend half the day on the Simcha Lasha. Okay. There's what to talk about. I'll just be Mitzayin, Maramaka Manilach. Just give you a footnote. Number one, what's driving the Machlokas of Elazar Yeshua? I don't want to get into that, but it's worth thinking about what's driving it. It seems at the very least like it's a methodological, technical Machlokas. How do you resolve such a stira? If the Torah has two different versions of a din, two different versions of a mitzvah, and they seem like they're not compatible with each other, so it sounds like at the very least, you know, Rabbi Yeshua thinks that the best way to resolve such a stira is a little bit of both. That's the logical way to resolve the stira. While Rabbi Lezer thinks that the logical way to resolve the stira is the Torah must be saying either or. That's one way of understanding the machlokas of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. I would be mitzayin, maramaka manilach. I had the chance to share the one or two of you over Yom Tov. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov's Kedaita. It's a long piece, but very, very, very enriching. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, last week's parasha, Parashas Brachos, has this fantastic, a triple or more machlokas or blazer of Yeshua. And this is one of them. Kul Hashem, Kul Hashem, Kul Lachem versus Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. He develops the notion that there's a philosophical machlokas or blazer of Yeshua about to what extent is the physical also spiritual. And that's why they argue whether Shammah had to understand the first pasuk in Bereishis. Esa Shamayim ve'esa Aretz. Elazar says, Bria Shamayim ve'Shamayim, Bria Aretz ve'Aretz, two separate Brias. And Yeshua says, no, they're all into, even the Bria Aretz is also Mekusha to Shamayim. And then he has more, and he has more, and he has more. As he develops this theme at length, that part of what's undergirding the Machlokas of Elazar Yeshua is either not just the technical piece or not the technical piece, but rather Rebbe Lezer sees Ruchni Zegashmas as being more mutually exclusive. It could be this, it could be that. And Yeshua sees more, is more attuned to seeing the Ruchni's potential of the Gashmas to the extent that that's a coherent, it's not either have a physical simcha, he suggests, of the agricultural aspect of Yom Tov, or spiritual simcha of the ruchnius aspect of Yom Tov. But Rabbi Yeshua says it all work hand in hand. And you can have a coherent Yom Tov which involves both physical simcha and spiritual simcha. It's an interesting way of thinking about it. With that in mind, so what are they arguing about, Lamaisa? Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua are arguing about how to be magdir which mitzvah, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Then they go on to say later on, Gemara says, even though Rabbi Lezer says, O kul Hashem, kul Lachem, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lachem, the Gemara goes on to give some exceptions. And let's look at the first. Oh, Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, or Rabbi Lezer, the Tana, but Rabbi Lezer, the Amora, who was a Talmud or a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the story of Rabbi Yochanan? Remember Reish Lakish passes away? Reish Lakish had been his Talmud and his Chavrusa and his brother-in-law. And you remember Reish Lakish passes away, and then Rabbi Leib Yochanan is a Reis from Kalim, he doesn't have a Chavrusa, and who they bring as the next Chavrusa Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Yochanan is not satisfied. Why? Remember the Gemara? Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, I would say a shtickle tayra, and Reish Lakish would hack me with, I think the number was 24 kashas. Rabbi Lezer, I give a shtickle tayra. Rabbi Lezer gives me 24 rayas, which is great for my ego, but not very good for my Talmud Torah. I don't need to tell me I'm right. I also think I'm right. I need to tell me why you think I'm wrong. Your critique and your constructive criticism will be much more effective than just telling me how great I am. I want you to tell me what I think. Oh, and then let's argue with each other so we'll get the MS. So that was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was also a Talmud or a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan just said, Pshat and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua is a both Shnei Mekar Echadarushim. Then Rabbi Elazar says, well, Hakol Motim Ba'atzeres D'Be'in Amin Lachem. Everyone agrees that Shavuos needs Lachem. Meaning, either Rabbi Yeshua says every Yom Tov needs some Lachem and some Lashem. Even Rabbi Elazar, who says that normally you could just have a tuna fish sandwich. Obviously on Pesach it's going to be tuna fish amatzah. But even though Rabbi Elazar says normally you don't have to have any added Lachem, but Shavuos you do. My taima yom shenitna bo toru. The day the Torah was given, there has to be an element of physical simcha. So usually when this Gemara is discussed, so a lot of Bali Musar, Bali Machshava, hello Davar, what do you notice by this Gemara? Wow, how shocking. You would have thought that Yom Shinitna Bo Torah, Shavuos is the day to celebrate Matan Torah. I would have thought that's a reason to go all Ruchni. Isn't it paradoxical that the day of Matan Torah, everyone agrees you have to have Gashmis Dikas Simcha. There's what to say about that. But Sternberg has a different ha'ar in this Gemara, which is, what do you see from this Gemara? That ha'ar is true. It is intriguing that Yom Shenitna Bo Torah is a reason to have more Gashmis Dikas Simcha. But there's another point he made in this Gemara as well, which is,
if our sugya is the sugya of Simchas Yantin, if Elazar and Yeshua, what they're arguing about is what are the rules of Simchas Yantin, so what the Gemara just said is that each different Yom Tov might have different details of how you implement Simchas Yantin based on the content of that Yom Tov. That the rules for Simchas Yantin on Pesach and on Shavuos are different because of what it is that Shavuos celebrates. It's exactly as Zevi said. So Rav Sternberg says, we mentioned yesterday the chakir that Rav Sternberg raises is Simchas Yantif a din klali or din prati? Is Simcha in every all the Shalosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, all of which have Simchas Yantif, we paskin? Is it all just the same Simcha Vata v'Chartanu? And it is true that every Shemona Esrei, every single Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Shmi Atzeres and Pesach and Shavuos, every single Shemona Esrei start after the Chartanu, which is actually fascinating, given that Rosh Yom Kippur have otherwise very, very different in lots of ways. But they all start after the Chartanu. The frame, Vatev Chartanu, Kachem Mitzosecha, that is common to all Yom Tovim. So you could have said, the Simcha of every Yom Tov is the same. It's a Simcha of Bechiras Yisrael. But you see from this Gemara, that's not the case. You see from this Gemara that every Yom Tov is Prati. The Simcha Shvu is not just a general Simcha Avat V'Chartanu. Otherwise, what does it matter? Hakol Motim Ba'atzeres D'Be'in Amin Lachem, that Yom Shini B'Torah, but it's the same din of Simchas Yantif than any other Yantif. Zatman, there could be ways out of it, but the Derech HaMelech in the Gemara certainly is that the Simchas Yantif of Shvuos is a celebration of Shvuos, celebration of Matan Torah, and therefore the Pratim of Simchas Yantif of Shvuos reflect a Simcha of Matan Torah, whereas the Simchas Yantif of Pesach is a celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pratim will reflect that. The celebration, the Simchas Yantiv on Rosh Hashanah is a celebration of Hamlachas Hashem. And therefore, that will reflect that as well, which happens to be also Agav, I think we mentioned before Yantiv. The Rambam writes that Rambam understood the Gemara in Erechim says there's no Hal Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Because there's not as much simcha, not enough simcha from b'chayiv hal. Again, that feeds into the same type of idea. That we dip, even though the Rambam maybe doesn't, well, whether Rambam sees hal is midrabanan as an expression of simcha. Ramban saw it as mea Torah. But you see this, the fight to this notion that the ha-simcha is different. If Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah we're celebrating one type of simcha, Yom Kippur is different, Sukkot is different, and so on and so forth. There's another Rambam you could point that also seems to indicate the Simcha is different on every Yom Tov.
which are the Rambam, at least quantitatively different. Sukkos. What does Rambam say about Sukkos? Shteitn Rambam, the end of Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, up until Halacha Yud Aleph, he's been dealing with all the details of Arba Minim, and now he talks about, for three halachos, he talks about Simchas Beis HaShoev. We mentioned before Yom Tov that the Rambam notably makes no mention whatsoever here of Nisuch HaMayim. While in Sefer Avodah Hilchos Tzmini Musafin, he talks about Nisuch HaMayim and makes no mention really of the Simchas Beis HaShoev as having anything to do per se with the Nisuch HaMayim. That's, again, that's a different discussion for a different time. Maybe Machlokas is Bavi Yerushalmi, whether Simchas, which is also Machlokas then Rashi and Rambam, whether Simchas Beis HaShoev was the celebration of Nisuch HaMayim, or the Rambam says no. Nothing to do with Nisuch HaMayim. Aval Pishikol HaModos Mitzvah Smoch Ben, says the Rambam, being Halach Yudbeid. Every Yom Tov is a dinner of Simcha. B'chag HaSukkos, Ha'is HaShem B'Mikdash, Simcha Yaseira. At the intersection of Sukkos and Mikdash, that combination is Simcha Yaseira, it's a higher level of Simcha. U'smach Nothnei HaShem V'Keichem Shivas. Yamim, which we darshan to mean Lulav Kol Shiva, the Rambam is saying yes, and Pshuto Shamikra is just all out Simcha, which we were Mekayim, B'tkupas HaMikdash, through Simchas Beis HaShoev. He goes on to say for the next three halachas, halachas Beis Gimel Yodalad, describes all the details from the end, according to the end of Masechah Sukkah, about the Simchas Beis HaShoev. That was a way of implementing the higher level of Simcha on Sukkahs, and specifically Sukkahs in the Mikdash. You didn't have that Pesach in the Mikdash, you didn't have that Shavuos in the Mikdash, you didn't have that Rosh Hashanah Kippur in the Mikdash. So you see there also that the mitzvah of Simcha Divya Yom Tovim is different. You see that for the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, you see that for the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, talking about Hallel Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and then those two are more quantitative, more Simcha, less Simcha. From the Gemara in Psachim, you see actually a qualitative, for the Rambam, you see quantitative difference, more Simcha, less Simcha, Rosh Hashanah Kippur less, Sukkos more. The Gemara in Psachim is even sharper. Rav Psachim shows that there was a qualitative difference. It wasn't just more or less, a different type of a thing. This has been Sameach over this topic, that's been Sameach over that topic. So then, we're back, we're Hadra Kushan L'duchta. A good phrase to know. Hadra Kushan L'duchta. Chazra Kushan Seinu L'mekoma. Our Kash is back. We had a problem. By the way, the Rosh Hashanah, you'll see this sometimes in Achronim. Good to recognize. Eidal Piflam. That's not Hadekel. It's not a, not talking about a palm tree nor a neighborhood in Efrat. It's Hadra Pusha Nuduchta. Our Kasha is back. And they had a Kasha, again, built on three Hanachos. If indeed we paskin like the first principle, the first explanation in Ma'akat the Emar v'Simcha v'Simcha, and the reason why Pina Ben as much is only because it's not a Simcha Alimta, it's a small Simcha, but Taka Simcha Alimta would be a problem. And Simcha's Torah is not the Yantif itself, it's just an old minig which is superimposed on the Yantif. And number three, our practice of Simcha's Torah is a Rizal Gros style, the Fazes Macharker. So then we're stuck with a problem. Ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. We want to solve it. The first potential teretz was it's not a stira. It's just same as Dovia pointed out yesterday. There's no problem. Ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. If you're gonna sell, have a big tish to celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf on Pesach. That is the Yamtiv. So if every Yamtiv is just Bechiras Yisrael, so then Simcha's Torah works. But if every yantiv is more just bechiras Yisrael, it's that specific yantiv, as we see from the Rambam a little bit, Hilchos Chanukah and Lulav, and even more sharply from this Gemara Pesachim Samaches, Hakol Modin Batzeres Divinam Lechem. So what's Taka the Pshat? So then the lechert we have to do, thinking logically, is well, maybe it's not just that hakafas are not a stira to the general simcha bechiras Yisrael. Maybe hakafas are also not a stira to the specific simcha pratis of Shmini Atzeres, which of course begs the question, what is Shmini Atzeres about? Which is a good question. What is Every other Yom Tov we figured out. Rosh Hashanah is maybe a simcha of Hamlachas Hashem. Yom Kippur is a simcha of the Kapar, of the Hashem Tetaru. Sukkot is that Kodesh Baruch takes care of us. Manyei Dor Seichem. Pesach, you see that's Mitzrayim. The Gemara says Beferish. The simcha of Shavuos is Yom Shinu Botorah. What is Shmiyat Seres about? So here we come. There could be different ways of approaching this. The way I would suggest, Rosh Sternbach does not say this, but what we'll do now is Mayen, where Rosh Sternbach writes in Modim Zmanim, the Maramakim is at the very bottom of Maramakim. You want to look up inside after. But I would suggest that Kedai, many years ago, the Maramakim said to Parshas Pinchas, and decided, you guys showed me this morning that now the Rosh Kolchavers, they do the work for you. But I decided it would be interesting to sort of chart out, start writing down the all the Karbanos Musaf in Parshas Pinchas. And you notice how many basic categories are there of Karbanos, of the course of the Karbanos Musaf. Four. The number one is two kvasim. When you have just two sheep, every day that's the carbon covered, and Shabbos. Every day there was one sheep in the morning, one sheep in that mid afternoon. Those were the brackets of all the karbanos of the day. Talmud shal shana, talmud shal ben habayim. So every day you had the two sheep, and then Shabbos you had a musaf, an additional two sheep. And then sometimes you have 2 1-7. Two parim, one aisle, seven kvasim. When do you have that?
Rosh Chodesh, Pesach,
Yus. Okay, you took care from those. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos. There's a Yom Tov is very obviously missing. That's Yom Tov of Sukkos. Category number three. Well, how does Sukkos work? A tremendous number of kavanos. Right? These two numbers are doubled. Instead of seven, you have 14 kvasim. Instead of one aisle, you have two aelim. And the number of parim is an index. It goes from 13 to 7. Okay. Right, and this each one also is right. This has a star, this one has a star, very good. And then there's category number four. Where Shal Yom Kippur. What did Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have?
1 1-7,
right? Instead of a two parim, the one par, the one aisle, seven cost. Glob. So if I would have asked you before you looked at the psukim, or after you looked at the psukim before you charted, where would you think Shmiyat Seres would fall? So maybe you would guess, well, eighth day of psukim. But then you remember that the Gemara says that for there are six ways in which Shmiyat Seres is regal bifnei hafno. The Gemara points out Shmiyat in Masechta Sukkah. Shmiyat Seres is sort of a continuation of Sukkos and sort of its own Yom Tov. The Gemara highlights six ways in which it's a regel bifnei atzmo. Some other Gemara actually has a Rosh Tevis, Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Beis Pizar Keshav. Way of remembering the six ways in which Shmiyat Seres functions as a distinct Yom Tov. And one of them is it has its own, I believe that's the Kuf, it's for carbon. That it has its own, it's not part of the system. The first day of Sukkot is 13 parim, 2 aelim, and 14 kvasim. The second day is 12, 2, 14, 11. By Hoshana Rabba, the seventh day of Sukkot is 7 parim, 2 aelim, 14 kvasim. You would have expected that Shmiyat Seres would be 6 parim, 2 aelim, 14 kvasim. No. Okay. So either remember that because you learned Chumash and you saw that's not the way it is, or because Chazal learned Chumash and told you that Shmiyat Seres is not a member of category 3. Then you would have assumed, well, if it's not a member of the Sukkos group, then you would think it would be a member of the Yom Tov group. Because basically, here you have every day. Category 1 is every day. The daily, the weekly, that's category one. The basic two kvasim. Category two is a Yom Tov. Right, so a general Yom Tov. 2 1-7. And then here you have the Sukkos group. Okay, this is
Yontif part two, the Sukkot group.
And then here you have Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So that sounds like, I don't know, Medin.
It's 117.
But Halo Davaru, where is Shmiyat Seres fall? Not in category three with the rest of Sukkot. Not in category two with the rest of Yom Tovim, but in category four.
Shmiyat Seres
is shockingly shoulder to shoulder with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And that's, once you, if you just learn the Pesukim without charting, if you just listen to them after every day, you're not going to see the big picture. Or if you learn through the Pesukim, you don't chart it, okay, there's a lot of Parim, Klasim, Nalim, a lot going on. You'll notice that Shmiyat Seres is not like Sukkahs. But once you chart it, you know Shmiyat Seres is not like Sukkahs, but it's also, rather than being like Pesach or Shavuos, it's together with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And that's sort of strange because we don't see Shmiyat Seres as a Yom HaDin any more than the other Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim in general, the Mishnah tells in the first part of Rosh Hashanah are Yimei HaDin. But we don't see Shmiyat Seres as more of a Yom HaDin than Pesach or Shavuos. We say Tfilas Geshem on Shmiyat Seres, which reflects B'chag Nidonim Al Amayim. Okay. And Pesach Shavuos also, you need the Tvu and the Peiros Ha'ilon, as we say Tal on Pesach, Wa Ma. Yeah, what would you say?
This is probably like very steeped in Menhagim, and I don't know, but when
Judaism is pro Menhagim,
when the Chazan takes out the Torah and says Shema, and then the next line is Echad Elokeinu,
yeah,
then the extra word is the Norah is added for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, and then maybe it's not in the Arsul Siddur, so maybe it was only my Shul that did this, I don't know. But
Simchas Torah. Yeah.
So it's like it's a grouping.
That's more like there's some shuls also where they'll use the Nusach of Yom Neroah Mayrin.
Right, yeah.
Leah Simchas Torah, I think that is Simchas Torah shtick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's more about Kavadik than after the Chazan lanes via Hulu for some guy to have a cup of wine and say Bar Piragafim. It's certainly a whole lot more about Kavadik than dumping water on the Chazan's head or doing other Dvar Masurim in the middle of the Chazan's shot. But it's a pleasant, appropriate shtick, like the Yar Kaddish. But I don't know, that's not the actual... Yeah, that's for Gishmak. I believe, yeah.
Oh.
So, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, see, I fooled you maybe. Because I said, category one is every day. Category two is generally Yom Tov. Category three is specific Yom Tov Sukkahs. Category four is Imayadin. So Gabriel says maybe that's the wrong way to characterize it. One way to characterize Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Imayadin. There's another way to characterize Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur based on a Gemara that we spoke about several times during El Zman, which is the Gemara is commenting. I'll give you a hint. It's a Gemara both in Rosh Hashanah and in Yevamos. So if you like, this is a pasuk in Rosh Hashanah and Yevamos. Happens also to be a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. One of the pesukim that we lane, it's the part of Yeshayahu that we lane more often than any other part of Yeshayahu. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzao kira'u b'yoso karov. The first pasuk is after Avatayin Sibur. So the Gemara says, well, one second. Take careful attention to what Yeshayahu just said. I think it's the 50th paragraph. Seek out Hashem when He is particularly accessible. When is that Kadosh Baruch Hu mean that the God is sometimes more accessible, less accessible? Kadosh Baruch Hu is unchanging. But apparently our access, He doesn't change, but our access to Him varies. Sometimes we're closer. Sometimes it's easier for us to reach out. The Gemara says, when is that? That's an important question. Right. The Gemara says, which is really shocking, Elo Asar Yom Shem Hashem Yibur. I would have thought that the time of greatest kirbus al kim is some very happy time. It's actually a time that has a serious overtone to it, but also has incredible gifts. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they're also Yemei Hadin, but in addition to that, they're also the time of the greatest ease for kirbus al kim. And perhaps the right way to phrase this category is not Yimei Hadin, but Yimei Kirbus Elokim. Then, Shemini Atzeres perhaps does fit in very well. As a matter of fact, Rashi, Chumash, on the Pesukim of the Muskot of Shemini Atzeres, quotes from the Gemara in the Masechta Sukkah that the meaning of Shemini Atzeres is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kashal, I pray, Dasan, we spent the whole 7 days together, hard to let go, stay one more day. And perhaps also with an overlay of the part of the Karbanos of Sukkot are all about take care of the whole world. The total from your numbers of the parim vary from 13 down to 7, so that averages to 10 over the course of 7 days. That's 70 parim. Kenega the Shivim Umos. So that's sort of a universal taking care of all of humanity. Kadosh Baruch Hu says one more day, meaning just me and you, and that's highlighting the smallness of the karm, which is perhaps. But the smallest of the carbon takes us back to Rosh Hashanah Kippur also. Rosh Hashanah Kippur do have a very much, Rosh Hashanah in particular, has a very universal aspect to it. Hayom Haras Olam. But at the same time, Rosh Hashanah is also Yush Hashanah B'Matzot, when you and I have a particular access to Kirbas Elokim, as perhaps does Shemini Atzeres. In other words, let's take a step back. What would you say? We looked at We analyze the psukim in Parshas Pinchas to see what patterns is HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveying to us through the details of the Musafir. And part of what emerges from noticing that Shemini Atzeres is actually categorized not with any of the other moadim, not with any other regalim, but rather Hashanah Yom Kippur, it highlights that Shemini Atzeres, if the theme of Yom Tov in general is Bechiras Yisrael, that's the Simcha Klolis, the theme of Shemini Atzeres in particular, theme of Pesach in particular is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Theme of Shavuos in particular is Matan Torah. And the theme of Shemini Atzeres in particular is Bechiras Yisrael. Is Kibbutz Elokim. Is without any specific mitzvahs. Bechiras Yisrael is a specific theme of Shemini Atzeres. And it's not surprising that it comes at the end of Sukkot, which in general is meant to be a time of Simcha Yisera. So no better day to celebrate the Siyum HaTorah than on the day that's all about pure focus on our relationship and the potential intensity of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is driven, expressed by, and driven by, and cultivated by our relationship and our engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And that, now, everything falls into place. Yes, Emar v'simcha v'simcha. And yes, this is a very big simcha. And it's totally in line with Shemini Atzeres. Simcha's Torah is the perfect way to start. That's why we dafka organize it. So that the Siyum HaTorah should be at the height, at the climax of Chag HaSukkos. Shemini Atzeres, which is the highest simcha and the simcha of pure focus on Bechiras Yisrael. And I will leave you with the following in the last few minutes, which is the Rambam, when he discusses the end of Hilchos Lulav, this higher level of Simcha and Chag HaSukkos. So it says, that's Halachas Yubayz Gimel Yudalin. The penultimate, the second to last topic, is the Simcha Space HaShoeva, the higher level of Simcha on Sukkot. Then the Rambam gives us good advice for right now. Because he pivots from, doesn't end there. That's the second to last topic. He pivots, please take a look inside in the minutes that remain. The last halacha and hilchas lulav. After talking about this extraordinary, unique, what, tens of hours of Gedola Yisrael juggling in the Mikdash, he says, less razzle-dazzle, but far more extensive. Hasimcha is the simcha every single day. The simcha that takes you nishnachayan to avek and nachayan to varayim. Taking sukkahs and shmiya tzer simchas Torah into the year. He says, HaSimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs uva'avas ha-kel she-tzivavahem. The simcha that a Jew can have, that a human being can have, in doing mitzvahs and in the love of the God who commands us to do those mitzvahs, which itself is fascinating. It's not just the halacha says X, halacha says Y. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me to behave in a certain way. Not just do's and don'ts. It's expectations within the context of my relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves me and who has big visions for me. The simcha that flows from that type of Kiyum HaMitzvah is Avoda Gedolahi. It's, how do you translate that? I've been wondering for many years whether he means it's difficult, it's hard work to do the right thing, and it's often hard work even to do the right thing to be excited. I thought, no, I do the right thing because I have to. But to feel joy in it can be hard work, and maybe also means the Nechsiyash Nusuch. It's a big Avoda. Not only it's hard work, but this is such powerful, so transformative, to not just schlep into mitzvahs because I need to, but to do things enthusiastically. It's a transformative type of avoda. And I leave you the words of the Magid Mishnah. We're going to skip just to the middle of the Magid Mishnah, right over here. It would be kedai to have these words up on the wall. Ikar adavar. Says the main point is, rather than ein roi lo la adam lasos hamitzvah tzachein chov alav, rather than doing mitzvahs because you need to, because I must, mukhor vi'anus bas yason, I have no choice, I have to keep the mitzvahs. Ella, chai v'asos, I am required to do this. V'hu sameach bas yason, not but, and I'm obligated and I'm thrilled. Yes, this is the vision that we have to grow into for ourselves. Yas atov b'shul shu'tzachu tov. Doing that which is good because it is good. Yivcha b'emes b'tzachu emes. To live a real, genuine life. Because that is real and genuine and authentic. And then, the more over the course of the coming months and years and decades, that I begin to cultivate more of that elevated perspective, that nuanced perspective, yakel b'einav tirchan. Slowly it becomes less difficult to do that which is right. V'yavin, kil kach notzar. Because I understand increasingly that this is why I'm here. L'shan meishas kono. And then when I do that which, when I fulfill my purpose, k'sha'ose ma'shenivah b'shvilo, yismach v'yagil. I'm thrilled, because anything else in life that gives me joy, it may give me joy, and by all means enjoyed, but I understand that anything else in life is temporary. Simcha shar tvarim, kulam v'yarim v'kayim sh'en kayamim. Other things come and go. But the simcha in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lasts forever, that simcha lasts forever as well. HaSimcha v'asiyas ha-mitzvahs, l'midas ha-tor v'ha-chachma, hi ha-simcha ha-midas. That is the most real, most profound, most genuine, authentic simcha. The simcha that comes from the eternal Tzur Olamim. This is something that we gradually grow into over time as we mature emotionally, as we mature spiritually, and that's what emerges from this sugya into the coming year of Tavshin Pei Gimel.